quite a bit less than what the ambition would suggest.
Good to talk with you, and thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Elizabeth Economy, and the book is The World According to China. RNZ National Sunday Morning, 17 minutes to 11. There's a volunteer unit called the Bob Marley Defence Squad fighting in Ukraine. Not many of them, but they share a love of Bob Marley and his lifestyle and what he stood for. And when war broke out, they joined a volunteer battalion. These men had previously fought, most of them, against the separatists in the east of the country, and when that conflict died down in 2015, they went back to their careers in psychology, medical science, advertising, banking, and the arts. But that seems a while ago now, that normal world. Many more will have to suffer. Many more will have to die. Don't ask me why. Things are not the way they used to be. And now the members of the Bob Marley Defence Squad have signed up to fight again, together in defence of Kiev and now in different battalions, and not without cost in terms of both deaths and injuries. Dimitro Dubas is joining us. He used to work in marketing, and more recently he was a guide for media teams in the country before the Russians invaded. He can talk to us because he's currently laid up in Lviv with a severe case of toothache that led to infections and has required some surgery. Dimitro, hello to you.
Hello. Hello, Jim. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good as is what possible here in Ukraine now, in this terrible Russian invasion and the terrible things which are going on right now, for example, with Mariupol, with the Azov battalion, you know, everybody, even on the front lines and other front lines, very worries about this situation.
Yeah.
And all civilians which stuck there, surrounded.
What about your own situation? You're in hospital. The Bob Marley squads suffered some terrible casualties as well, hasn't it?
Unfortunately, yes. In the middle of April, they were at the Kharkiv region near Izum. It was battles there. Unfortunately, guys was surrounded and not everybody go out. The platoon where served our guys lost as disappeared people, 15 people now.
That's, you know, terrible.
We count them as disappeared because we have no information about if they were trapped to military jail or they dead, because, you know, no contacts. And the day of invasion, I actually was at the east, at the front lines, because I worked with journalists. And all my guys, we already had a plan to have a spot where, in case of invasion, where we gather and where we have like kind of meeting and decide where to go. First night of the Russian invasion, they were the very front lines at the Kiev region, on the north of the Kiev. And unfortunately, it was one of the cars where my guys was shot from helicopter. And the commander, Dima Mihas of Bob Marley squad, our commander from 2014-15, he was seriously injured. And the other guy, Dima Sinyuka, he was killed, as well as his wife. It was like this, and how war began.
I know that you guys would meet up every so often and with reunions since 2015, the Bob Marley squad. It must have been really shocking to you to have, you know, two deaths right away as soon as the Russians came in. You know, your commander and the other man and his wife who were killed right away. That must have been terrible.
Yeah. Yes. It was shocked, you know. So casualties at war, it's unfortunately normal.
I know.
Yeah.
Why Bob Marley, Dimitro? Why Bob Marley in the first place?
Why Bob Marley? You know, the philosophy of the songs of Bob Marley, we want peace, we want a normal life. You know, it's all about love. So, yeah, actually. But sometimes circumstances around like push us to hold the weapon and defeat our lifestyle. You know, you probably never been in Ukraine. Yeah.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't been to Ukraine.
I'm introduce you here. So next, you are welcome. So I will host you and show you everything. You know, it's a very beautiful place. It's beautiful people. It's very, for example, the people who traveling to Russia and back this year, you can feel the big difference. You know, it's something in the air. We have, after 2014, we have incredible freedom here, you know.
You wear Bob Marley patches on your clothes, don't you?
Yeah. Probably Monday, I will order and the patches new one to print here. Like this.
And Dimitro, what is your motto?
Our motto, like sounds like who is stone if not cannot turn into the stone. Yeah, but it's not about marijuana. Of course, we put this meaning too, but it's mostly about our killed bodies. You know, it's about their memory.
Bob Marley once said, "If good thing about music is that when it hits you, you feel no pain." Has this whole Bob Marley inspired spirit of yours helped you get through the fighting back in 2015 and this time?
You know, pretty inspired, because we always played his songs. Like, I'm not the same person like as in 2014, who, you know, for who I was young. No, I'm young now too. But you know, when I was 20, when you're 25, you are ready to rumble, to fight like every minute.
You must have seen some terrible things in your time, though, with all the fighting between now and 2015. You must have been in some horrible places.
It's the casualties which had that region, that territory, civilians most of all, kids, like all these people who became like a victim of Russian aggression. They lived their normal life, and after that, everything is changed. They were scattered from their relatives to other, from other side, from somebody, from their jobs, from their business, etc. It's ruined their lives, and we were at the in close touch with civilians. You know, we helped them, we talked to them. So when you're doing your job, when you shoot, and when you hide yourself from the shellings from the other side, you know, it's kind of, at that time was kind of funny, you know, it's job, it's life, etc. But when you go and see these stories of regular people, you know, it's touching, really, really hard.
How is this war going for Ukraine, do you think?
You know, no, now our defense pretty strong. It's very complicated, especially at the east. And but we doing our job and we success in this. And now, with the help of the all the world, first of all with modern weapon which we need so much, I guess it will be faster. I guess we push Russia to step back. Of course, somewhere situation really terrible, like at Mariupol. Infantry brigades among all units which operated at the front lines, you know, they doing maybe the hardest work, you know, because they have to hold the line.
It's a fairly long distance war. It's howitzers and mortars and missiles. Is that how it's being fought mainly for you guys?
It was mostly fighting hand to hand with some grenade launcher, which we used to their armored vehicles and techniques and destroyed it. The future of this war, of course, it's about heavy weapon. I guess we will join the troops at the front lines in the new condition.
Yeah.
You know.
Dimitro, where are your families?
Now my family, I evacuate my family from Kyiv long time they stayed at the west of Ukraine, and now I sent my fiancée Carolina with our three cats to the Netherlands.
Do you think you can go back to the lives you had before the Russians attacked? What do you think about when you see the future?
I think we will not back to the. It was it will not the same life as we were before.
So the Bob Marley, the happy days of the Bob Marley squad, are over for a while. You know, you're not together anymore, and things are pretty serious.
We're still together. We're actually still in touch with everybody. Actually, now we have, you know, three units, which has members of Bob Marley squad. All other are now in hospitals. One of our guys disappeared. We still exist as the community. We had a lot of requests from the new members, also foreigners.
Are you still able to chill out off the away from the front lines? Are you still able to have a bit of fun, which was part of the reason for the squad?
We will meet, and I guess probably we will smoke the joint together, you know. We will gathering and smoke a joint and talk about everything, because, you know, we didn't see each other a long time, and now till we have this opportunity, till we before we will go to front lines again.
Good luck on those front lines. I hope you get through this time, you and your families, and of course your country, Dimitro. All the very best. And
thank you. Appreciate it. And we feel this support around the world. It's impossible that in 2022 we have this, you know.
Yeah.
We have these things which people after World War II said never again.
Courage and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much.